What are boundaries? Part 2. Healthy boundaries arise from the level of our instinct. They are our deeper wisdom's way of telling us what we need to do or say in order to preserve our well-being. As humans, we spend a lot of time and resources creating and maintaining boundaries toward others and toward nature. We spend relatively little time and resources setting inner boundaries toward ourselves. It is the latter kind of boundary that hones our maturity, individually and as a species. It is as we become aware of how we contribute to the polluting of our physical, emotional, mental, and psychic worlds that we can set appropriate personal internal boundaries and clean up our act. The most evident of these in the context of our discussion here is to become aware of our emotional states and practice willfully shifting them to those with a benevolent ripple effect. In any moment, I'm either emitting love into the world, the upward spirals, or I am emitting fear, the downward spirals. With practice, I become more mature. I become masterful at ensuring that my contributions to the emotional world, which we've explored, immediately affect the physical and the mental world, are of a positive nature. In other words, my being in this moment is bringing more love into this world as a result.